That would be an idea. So we're doing the Mashiach share.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna stop. Fine. So fine. I should come with the I guess. I'm confounding the.
You doing this later, or you have to do the same time?
No, same time. After the Mashiach share, the Rambam.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna give a stickle. 15 minutes instead of half hour. Yeah, thank you.
We're being
I heard you had another Maggid Shir.
The Sheikh Shir is so important that we're being able on the rule of Tadr Rishay and Tadr Hadri Kedah. That's how important the Sheikh Shir is for us.
We already find that Behilchus Chanukah, we first light the Nedas Chanukah in a shul. You don't follow Tadr in a shul. Anyways, big Taz. Uncle Pardon.
Why and what? In what way?
It's a famous Shakvataya. What are you supposed to do first? The Ner Chanukah? Because you want to take out Shabbos later? Or do you say, Kadav Sheni Tadda Tadakay? Then Abdullah comes first. That's the big Shakvataya and all the places give about that Shadda. So we make up Shadda and Shobi Duaz, right?
Okay,
I'm
just some shares be very good share. That's
what's that. So we got a little niggle in here too. So we're starting off a niggle.
Okay, so it's going to be a shtickle. I'm going to touch upon something we spoke about once, but we didn't speak about it as a geschmack. But the Chanukah is basically a shlichi. After all, it's Chanukah. And Chanukah comes from the Lashon Chanukah Habayis. So, so when it comes to the Chanukah, it's as a Chayda, by Chanukah itself, I don't think in the Divrei Hayamim of that time of them being makir special korbanis in order to be mechanic the thing. Just they did the avoda. They continued with the avoda. They started with the avoda. And b'chal, it's taker shaila. Every time we build a Beis Hamikdash by its rishon, by its sheni, the Mishkan, and Amir Tashem by its shlishi, every time there was a special Chanukah Habayis. So of course we know the Nesiim, which we're reading about now.
That's funny because we're reading about bringing a special Karbonis.
Special Karbonis, and altogether the Tehillim makes a Sach Hakel in the end of 230 Karbonis that they brought. And by the Bayis edition, forget about it, it's off the charts. 22,000 sheep, 22,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. Right, and it gives a list of each of the animals, and also by Ezra and Sefer Ezra, it also writes what they brought. And the Rambam says, when Mashiach comes, we're going to do the same thing. And in fact, you don't have to wait for Mashiach to come and reveal himself and to tell us what exactly we should bring. You could actually read about it right now already. There's a book called Yecheskel in Tanakh, and Perek Mem Gimel to Perek Mem Vav goes to all kinds of weird, funny karbanos, which you're not going to find anywhere in the Torah. And it says to bring in the day for Seifer a weekday, Seifer Shabbos, Seidish Chedesh, and all kinds of weird karbanos. So some people try being metavich. Most people say we don't understand what these psukim mean. But the Rambam learns bepashtus, and like already it says in the Gemara, and that it's referring to the miluim. The karbanos over there in Yecheskel from Kapitel Mem Gimel to Mem Vav span from Reish Chedesh Nissen until special karbanos from then until the end of Sukkis, right? And Reish Chedesh that they will bring. You should bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Special from, and it starts telling you the Beis HaShlishi we're talking. It starts telling you Karbanis so that's what I'm saying. It's not every. The Rambam says in Hooks, I think Maisar Karbanis, whatever. He says it's referring to the special Miluim, the special Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.
Which is
going to
be in
Chedesh Nissen. So that's what I'm saying. So whenever the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Upper Kanida, from what comes out, and that's Hakka the Mepharshim and the Malbim and others, they say that after so long in Galus, the Chanukah is not going to be 7 days, it's not going to be 14 days. It's going to be Chadashim Nachanan. At least half a year. We don't know how long it's going to be. But, right? Right. So the truth is, I'm saying that it spans at least from there to then, but the truth is it gives special components for every weekday also, and Rish Chodesh and Shabbos. We just don't know how long it's going to last for. But since it gives special karbanis for Gans Pesach, and special karbanis for Gans Sukkis, and for from Reish Chedesh Nissen on till Pesach, and this whole thing, so obviously at least that period is gonna be at least 7 months long. The Chanukah is based on Midrash Hashlish. This not only right, so we don't know. And you can check it up if you want to see what kinds of karbanis. Six kvasim, it's a random inyan, you know, every day. It also amongst the randomness in those prakim, but it's fascinating is. Besides for the, we know that there's, you pour the blood in the four corners of the Mizbeach. Over there, Mitamol, you have a special thing by some of the Karbanis, by the Chanukah, to pour on the inside, four corners on the surface, on the top of the Mizbeach, in the four corners. Also, this karbanis over there, which just like in Mitzrayim, they applied blood to the doorways of their house. So you apply blood to the door of the Heichel, and also blood to the door of the Azarev. So this is all going to be Mirtz Hashem, Kadam Amish, in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. So that's, now, fine, Al Kapanim, there's a big machlekes, I'm going to skip that actually now, but there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah b'chal to do a Chanukah space in English. The Rambam holds that it's not a mitzvah actually. Each time it's a nevuah, Hirasha, each time it's a nevuah l'deda, and we already got the nevuah.
It's 630 mitzvahs.
It's not the 600, he actually writes it as a mitzvah zmanis. He lists it as one of the mitzvah zmanis, that it's not l'deda's, and the Rambam. And the Rambam's raya is that we never followed the way they did it by the Mishkan. We don't do the same karbanis. Each time it's a different chiddush. So it's the biggest. He says, Zaraya, that each time, sanavua. So the Shatan, with the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. The Ramban disagrees. Kaponim. Yeah, so that's that. Kaponim, so that's one thing. So when the Beis Hamikdash is built, Mitzvah Shem today, when it's built, Bekariv, we're going to have this whole exciting period of the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. Now, there's another issue which has to be addressed.
And rams, right? It's
of course.
No drafts.
Yeah, no, we don't find any chayas or anything like that being nikra. Another thing which has to be addressed is that, let's say it comes today, Udugma, Mitzvah Hashem. So, the shayla is, do we try making up for the karbonis that we missed, Meshach Zman HaGolos? Oh, so you have the Sefer HaManig, who's Nishkin Pashto the Sefer, it's from the Rishayinim. And he seems to zog klar that Rish Chaydish, he says it like Abi Rish Chaydish, he's being mefarish the tefillah of Rish Chaydish that we daven in the Musaf, Karim Musaf, and he seems to say clearly, he asked how we're going to get the sheep, he says Nishkin Kasha, because all the goyim are, it says in the Pasuk, all the goyim are going to bring us all their sheep, but he says that we're going to be makrif for all Kol Yimei HaGolus, Adam Eid HaKoyin and the Murim Utum. Yes, I made the cheshbin, if we take makrif for Rish Chaydish, we'd have to bring, he brings for all the, so he only says the Rish Chaydish. I'm going to see in a second about other karbanis. But if we just try bringing the karbanis of Rish Chaydish, every karban musaf is 10 animals altogether. So if we try, it would be approximately 253,000 animals. What?
As a fitim is over Yemi, about the karbanis.
Oh, very good. So he actually writes there, Metatus Nadav. Kanida. Right, Taka the Mefarshim, you have Kol Minei. Basically, Reb Chaim Berlin is a ganz a pidush on it. Reb Chaim Berlin is the son of the Netziv. Right, he wants to, yeah. So he says we find no medrash for it and so on. And he says Vosab is dafke Reish Chaydish. Ervil Zogin. The reason why dafke Reish Chaydish is because Reish Chaydish is a very chavv dika korban. Because it's not just for us. It's Lashem. It says Mchapi for Deibishter. And it's Taka also by the Nusach. We say Ziv Chayratzin Usirich Atois. Right. But it says a kapanim. We don't find anywhere else. But it says ziv chedotzin by the musaf and by something that Eibushter by gzeres akosiv by animals that Eibushter just tells you to bring ziv chedotzin or sirach atayis because it's a special inyan and we wouldn't want to miss out so to speak. It's not a stam. So therefore, Reish Chaydesh we're especially going to apply. But yeah, but there's no specific marker. Here's an interesting thing where the Rebbe addressed this particular shayla. What?
Because when we say something, it substitutes the carbonis. So we're as if
you're happy with it.
Okay. So
if we say it, then we're substituted. So we're good to go. We don't need anything else.
So Mefarshim, good question.
Otherwise, why do we daven then? If it doesn't substitute, so.
So,
just wait until
so to go, if you want to go to the Nigladika people, the words they say is it's a tzliya lahagin. In their words, tzliya lahagin until we can actually bring the carpet. What are you going to do, Bali Nigla? Bali Nigla are always going to remain Bali Nigla. They want to bring the animal to Pshat. They want blood.
One time on the Chalmay Pesach, the Arab Shvish of Pesach, 1 year, but Mincha after Mincha, they ever said a sicha. The key of that day is Pesach Shein. Everybody said that our Tviya. Of Lomani Goras, and then it was only one carbon they were having. Oh, so every day we're missing carbonis, so our Lomani Goras should be even greater.
Sounds almost like we're going to have a Tashlom. Yeah.
No, it sounds like they're not going to have the. Like.
That we're talking missing out.
We're talking missing
oh,
out.
Oh, so we're talking to see whether the Rebbe seems skeptical about this whole thing. There's.
Shia, still in Terez of two.
Oh. So Kapanim, there's other people who bring, so bring tzich in the Bnei Yisoscha, he quotes in the name of Ramem Panu. It's brought down many Mefarshim, but the Iker, the main guy who's known to bring it down is the Ben Ishchai. It's far the most quote. But Kapanim, that he brings, that by the Karbanim, we say, Es Musaf Reish HaChoydesh Hazeh. Es Musaf Yem HaShabbos Hazeh. The word Hazeh is not a good word. Right? Because Hazeh, we're not going to be makriv. HaShabbos Reish HaChoydesh Hazeh? We're going to be makriv? No. We're going to make some other things. So Take, there's Nuschai, Rashi, in Sefer HaParadah that he says Hazeh doesn't is not a good word, but these people say to be Mekayim the Nusach, because Taka they say we're going to be Mashlim the first, the Ben Ishchai writes, right, that the Bnei Saska brings, that the first Shabbos that arrives, he says we're going to be Mashlim for all the Shabbosim Yimei HaGolos, and the first Ishchai that arrives, doing all the things, 200, like we said before, 253,000 car bonus.
Yes,
is Azoy. That's here what the Rebbe said about this. So the Rebbe is having a meeting with Mordechai Eliyahu, one of those Yechidism, in Memhei, and he tells the Rebbe, this is what the Ben Ishchai Kotev, you know, that that's going to bring all the Karbonis of Reish Chaydish. So the Rebbe tells him, how's the Chayach? If it's Meteiras Tashlumin, the Rebbe says, we only find Tashlumin making up for the one right before, like the Tefillah right before that you missed. And if it's Meteiras Nedava, the Rebbe says, for a Nedava, you have to be Mechadish something, right? When you want to daven a Tefillah Nedava, you have to make a Shini in the daven to show that it's a Nedava, right? So, L'chayda, the Rebbe's Kavana in this, was the Rebbe was saying that... You have to make a Shini, yeah. If you daven a Tefillah Nedava, you have to make a Shini in the daven. Over here also, L'chayda, I'll tell you the reason, very simple. Because a Nedava has a Maila B'fei Atzme, Dayesh Yefki Es Atzme. That's a Maila, bring a carbon Nedava. What's going to show that the carbon you're bringing is serving as a nedava, as a tashlumin, so to speak, a nedava to make up for? Right now you're doing a mitzvah, you're bringing a nedava. How in Vaspashtei, the Maile, you have to be something that's rebuilt. Of course you're going to bring a lot of karbanis. In Vaspashtei, the inyan, a nedava, unless you would make a shini. So by davening, you have a way to make a shini. The Rebbe said it's not shaykh by a karbon to make a shini. The Rebbe over here, like, expressed skepticism, so to speak, how it's shaykh. And then the Rebbe asked another question. The Rebbe says also, it takes such a long time, the Rebbe says. Al-Khayr, what's that question? It's a Chaybagansa theory. I would tell it to you, but we're short on time. Chapanim.
Yeah, we're
captive
audience.
The word says it. No, but you have to hack them something else. But Chapanim.
We'll do
a Nishbach after. Huh?
We'll do a
Nishbach. Yeah, listen, if I get invited back, maybe. Chapanim.
It's your first time here.
Huh?
Right,
no, I know. Fine, Akafanim, you know what, let me jump to that Nekuda, with Medemet Misayim Zayn, Rambam is two Takanas of the Rebbe, very important things. So the words are so, is the Rebbe once, you mentioned the Sikh of the Rebbe, had a Sikh once, in the Yimei Tashlumen of Shavuos, and the Rebbe says that Mitzvah Shana Mashiach is going to come now, and we're going to be Zaychet to be marketed the Tashlumen. The next Fabrein, Pashas Nosei, is the Mem Zayin, the Rebbe said, Mot Gefrekt, a few questions, but one of the questions was we're all tummy tums mess. So even if Mashiach comes today, how could you makriv the carbon tashlumin tummy tums mess? Saif maskanas inyan is the Rebbe says, and it says in the Gemara, Moshe v'Aron imayim. It said the moment the base mitzvah is rebuilt, Moshe v'Aron are not. There, the Rebbe said it's mashmachlah that they're not tummy, and therefore they're going to be the ones to be makriv all the inyan. So. Rabbi Avram Galitsky in his Sefer Yemesim Mashiach Ba'alach, he has a ganze pilpul, that's the biggie boy in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, when the Tchis HaMesim, the people who are arise in Tchis HaMesim, are they Tameh, are they not Tameh, it's a ganze shayla, and Taka, but the way that Rebbe learns, they are going to be Tameh. What's the Rebbe's word, Moshe Va'arin? And he wants to say it's a word that tzadikim, he tries bringing it that they're tzadikim, I never die, or they never think. I would say that Moshe v'Aron are takim miyuchad, and the Rebbe says that the Gemara that brings a life in the Gemara, that Moshe v'Aron are not going to be tummy, and they're going to be able to do that avodah.
Normal person David v'Malchama.
Very good, very good. L'chayda misses the shikin. I found some safer for this also. The word is that even the four people who died be'et yishonachash, but they died be'et yishonachash b'saif. Moshe Rabbeinu, Taylor says, misses the shikin. Aaron says, misses the shikin. These are anoshim yuchad. So maybe that going back to what the Rebbe was telling Mordechai Eliyahu is azay. The Rebbe was telling him, the Rebbe told him, first of all, the Rebbe starts off a line that I didn't say. The Rebbe says, how could you be makriv? How could you do tashlumin after you're makriv the carbon reish chaydish of this reish chaydish? What's the Rebbe asking? The Rebbe is saying, Azoy, like we said before, you want to show that you're bringing karbonis to be mashlim everything you did till now. How would you show? At the first, the moment we have the basic English, we have to make up for everything that we missed. So you start being mad. You can't, but no one's saying you do that, right? So first you bring Reish Chaydash. Now what do you want to do? You want to do a Tashlumin. So the Rebbe says, in Vaspashtet, the Tashlumin that you're bringing now. The Tashlumin, right? The most you could find is you do a Tashlumin for what you just missed. So it's a snicker that you're doing it for that. But to say after you, when you're tzvidim kesidron, so to speak, you bring your carbon, and then you want to start saying that you're being makir for everything you did till now, it doesn't make sense. We have no makir for tashlumin. The Rebbe says, "Ah, you're going to tell me." The Rebbe said, "Ah, you're going to tell me b'teiras nedava, right? B'teiras nedava." So, what was the Rebbe's question on nedava?
He said, "It
has to be mechadish something." Oh, it has to be mechadish something. Then the Rebbe says, even if you want to tell me that since you're being makriv it right after the karbon, you don't need to do a chiddush. In other words, it's nicker that you're trying to be mashlim for everything you did. It's nicker. You're being makriv all these karbonis. Even if you want to tell me that, it's not shayach mitzius, because the only ones who could do the aveda is Moshe v'Aaron. Rebbe says it will take too much time. In other words, it's impossible that they're going to go ahead now and be makriv tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of karbonis on the day of thing. To push it off in future days for sure is not nicker. In the next, you can wait till next day Shchedesh, and then you're going to be mashlim. The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Rebbe says, no, but then you're going to tell me today, right now, and God, I checked up the Bnei Yisachar, and Taka, he says that the very first Shabbos and the very first day Shchedesh, that's when we're going to be makrib all the karbonis. So the Rebbe tells Merit Chaliyahu, it takes a ribu zman. It's impossible to do. What's the kasha? I'm Shlomo HaMelech is makriv tens of thousands of karbonis. Because they're going back to the Rebbe's Zvar, the Rebbe's Shitta, the Rebbe's Zvar, the Mem Zayin. A few years later, but the Rebbe's Nekudim. Moshe V'Aaron are the only ones being makriv.
Mela. Only for 7 days.
Yeah, but we're talking about the Reish Chodesh.
Now, today, this year.
Well, God, the Rebbe was speaking to them on Reish Chodesh. If Mashiach comes right now, the Rebbe says. Then, Mashiach, and Mechayda today also, the same thing applies in our conversation. Akapani, Mitzvah Shem, Mashiach, and we'll bring the carbon Reish Chodesh. Moshe V'Aaron will bring it. It's a family.